Thank you so much for checking out episode 50 of Beards of the Roundtable. We're so glad that you're going with us on our journey to our new website, endangerouslycreative.com. We're shutting down the BOTRT site here in the next few weeks, so make sure that going forward you're checking us out at endangerouslycreative.com. We're still the same place on Twitter. That's at BeardPod, at BEARDPOD. We're Beards of the Roundtable on iTunes. Rate, review, subscribe, all that jazz. We have a page on Facebook. We have also an Endangerously Creative page on Facebook. So there's all sorts of ways you can get in contact with us if you want. If you don't want to, just keep enjoying this free stuff. We like giving it to you. We hope you're liking and getting it. So again, we love you. Thank you so much for checking out episode number 50. And enjoy this week's episode of Beards of the Roundtable.
Without further ado, here's the Beards of the Roundtable.
So you're illegally recording us?
Yep. And gotten all of our recording sounds?
I'm illegally recording you in a recording studio.
Yes. Let's all talk.
That's confusing.
My God.
Illegally.
Let's all talk.
That's like Inception of right.
Let's whisper.
Illegalness.
I want everything to travel and everyone can hear about a property. You sound like a madman, sir. Like a madman.
Why is all those tracks red?
Because they're hot.
Because you've got a red filter on before your voice goes.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
what it is.
You made them you're looking through the filter. You're supposed to look not through the filter.
Yeah. I'm supposed to look at the filter?
Yeah, look at the filter.
Yeah, look at the filter.
See? Yes.
There
look
you
at
go.
The flowers.
Flowers.
Look at the baby. Look at the baby.
Troy and yes. Kyle get that.
Oh, I get
that. Oh, you
that.
Get that too? Yeah,
actually,
that's right.
I see we're still watching the show then.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just look at the flowers. I love that meme that's on there now where it's Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
And like he's got a crazy like, oh, what are you talking about, face? And Rick's there and it says, "What do you mean, Carol wants help picking flowers?" You see that?
That's awesome. I haven't seen that one. That's good.
He's just was like,
fantastic.
That's good. Sounds Jaws like.
His chair is loud.
We all agree creepily.
It sounds vaguely like a creepy version of "That's the Way I Like It" too.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
What's up?
Happy 50th episode, guys.
Oh, what? 50.
Excitement.
50th episode. Did you know that, Kyle?
I did, because you told me.
Oh, yeah. Well, right, yeah. Now you know.
Hey, now you know.
If you don't know, now you know.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
You see the more you know.
What? I got stuff listed on here, and I'm just looking at
it. Oh, you got some notes?
His IGN,
somewhere.
This is
from like
his like old stuff.
Ago when last recorded,
right?
His old stuff.
We recorded
like
so many
weeks.
All at once that we've just had like a big bank of episodes for a while now.
Is it actually going to go out as 50, or is it going to be?
What's that?
Is it actually going to go out as 50, or do you?
Going to go out as 50.
Neat.
This episode.
This is technically it's 52. We have two that haven't aired. One that probably never will. It's the one from the studio in Shelbyville.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot all about that one.
Yeah, I don't know that...
it's a hot, hot mess.
Maybe we'll try to find that one of these days and put it out as like a lost episode.
Yeah,
did you actually lose it, or did you just...
No, it just... It was kind of not good.
A lost beard?
It was kind of...
How can you lose a beard, Bob?
Shaving!
Who knows,
I lost
man.
My beard today. I shaved it this morning.
Ah, I did that today?
Yeah.
So that you could go to the Republican fundraiser?
I'd look respectable.
Respectable.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, I straightened it before I cut it. It's pretty epic. I don't see how long it was.
Straightened your beard?
Well, it's all curly and crap, so it's just like... It
yeah.
didn't look
oh,
like it was that
right.
long.
Yeah, you gotta stretch it. And,
yeah.
It gets a lot longer. Yeah. You're like, really?
Oh, yeah. I've
so
just...
So this, was, this is how long it was before I cut it.
Holy shit!
Very nice!
That's like how long mine was, like... curled
yeah.
before I cut mine. Oh man, I should have straightened that before I cut it.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
That would have been great.
It was super long.
I'd have been like down to my nips.
I feel like my face is half as long as it should
great.
Be.
Right.
It's really weird.
Yeah, it feels weird.
For
like,
nipples.
It'll be like 2 days.
Yeah,
like
my chin is
almost.
Really strange.
Topless with like covering your nips up.
Yeah,
with
my
hair.
Beard. That'd
beard
be
hair.
Awesome.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Now I feel like I need to grow my beard out to that long just for that picture. It's a long game
yeah,
to get to that.
Game.
Like
just
that's a lot of planning. Yeah, just for one picture.
But the important thing is that you do have a 2-year plan.
That's right. Yeah.
That's more than we can say about most of our Republicans that are in the office that Kyle had to go see today.
Yeah, Kyle. Oh! Yeah, Kyle.
I saw Thomas Massey.
Who's who? Thomas Massey?
One of the Republicans.
Just a, yeah.
If you name any Republican, I'll be like, who?
Yeah. Well,
if you name any Democrat, I'd be like, who?
I was going to say, we're not like, you know, saying one thing bad about one side or the other. We're just, we don't know what
we're just saying them about politics.
Yeah.
I don't care about politics.
Going to show off my Daredevil shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a Daredevil shirt, Dill. These are talking about my sweet cans with these double D on them.
That was strangely erotic, and I'm uncomfortable when I'm leaving.
They are some sweet cans.
They are some sweet cans.
Topical for a minute ago. It's not a beard.
What is that? Oh, nice. Covering the nips.
It's a girl on Facebook.
Girl on Facebook.
A random.
Oh, you totally still see nip.
Troy just face palmed. You can't see it, but
Devin's take away.
You can see them. They're easy to spot. It's like, where is Waldo? I'm like, oh, that was easy.
The easiest game of Where's Waldo?
Like, oh, there he is. There he is.
And a twin brother.
Yeah. Stuff.
Bill, you sound real into it.
I am into it.
Okay, now.
That was my shelter.
I've been wanting to talk about this all day.
When you started coughing here. And then went back.
Still got a short out of the way.
You turn towards me. There's a complete area over there where you got to look.
Can't turn that way.
I had it in the right spot, Kyle.
You turn
okay, that
way.
Works too.
Squeaky.
Squeak!
Strange sounds.
Yeah. Just studio setup noises.
I know.
What
are we even talking about?
Well, that's what I was about to get.
We're about to break into all of our breaking news.
I was about to... The Daredevil stuff, man.
I forgot we were talking about.
Yes. Yeah. That show...
Two people's watched it.
...is so good.
I watched half the first episode before my internet went out.
I watched
so.
Half of no episodes.
I don't know. I just fixed it earlier.
Sorry. Oh, good.
Okay. Well, you can watch it now.
Well,
it's really good.
Here's what I'll say about
I've
it.
I've been blasting through it.
Yeah. Yeah. How many episodes have you watched?
10.
Nice.
Devin,
how many
watched
are there?
10 episodes.
Came out yesterday.
13?
Nice.
Yeah. 13 episodes.
I'll probably finish it up tonight.
Yeah. I've watched 2, and they have been amazing. Like, literally, at this point, I've watched 2 episodes of it, and I'm almost ready to call it my favorite show on TV. Even though it's not on TV. It's the new TV. Whatever.
It's on.
There's not
matters.
A better word for it. But, like, hey, it's...
That's classic Disney right there.
Here's what I think about it. Why it's better than every other, like, superhero show.
Just get it behind his ears.
Is because, like, it's not one of those, like, villain of the week type shows.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely true.
That's, I think that, like, it's more true to comics, like, to like, a narrative, like, serialized sort of comic now, instead of...
It's like a whole arc.
Yeah, like, I feel like all the other shows that go on, they're kind of more like the old school comics, like, you know, where they would try to do a whole, like, every comic was its own standalone sort of thing, and they didn't really serialize stories a whole lot. Like, they would refer to old stories and stuff, but it wasn't, like, you know, an event sort of thing, like, oh, well, we're telling this story over 4, 5, 6 issues. I think that's how, like, Arrow or, like, Flash or Gotham, those are all kind of like that, where every show is, like,
it's
almost
story.
Like a by-itself story.
Yeah.
The Daredevil, like, it works in that way that, like, a good show like Walking Dead or, like, Breaking Bad or something like that, where, yeah, every episode is a full story, but it doesn't feel like the complete piece, like you can tell there's more to the puzzle sort of thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get it.
And so I think that's why it's, at least for superhero shows, it's my favorite one already.
Yeah. I'm interested, but I'm still torn because of 2 words, 3 syllables, Ben Affleck. You know, it's
you
like,
won't remember Ben Affleck. Within
no, not at all.
But it's on
the 2 minutes.
Right? Yeah,
like, within 2 minutes of the show, you're like, no. Ben who?
Yeah.
So it's on Netflix.
Yes.
Okay.
I was super confused because he said 2 words, 3 syllables, and I was like, what does 3 syllables have to do with anything?
I should probably have just left that syllable part out.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Yeah.
That's because I was gonna say 2 words, Ben Aff. Lack.
Just the 3 words. Maybe a little better.
Yeah, that would have been better if it was just 3 words.
Now we're just critiquing jokes.
I know. It's very James Lipton-esque over here.
We're critiquing, like, throwaway jokes now.
Sorry.
So, I mean, that's the bottom line. We're at 50 episodes now. We're getting high-tech.
Yes. And that is one thing that we're doing is we're making an effort to be more high-tech, have better equipment, do a better job with editing and things like that.
I'm working with perfectly fine equipment myself, gentlemen. I don't know what your problem is.
I upgraded. Wow!
Wait, they have that?
Yeah, you just go up to Costco.
What's up? I coughed in your arm that time.
What?
I didn't cough in your arm that time.
I know it was my back that time.
What?
Dill, what you scrolling through over there? You just bored because you don't like Daredevil?
Checking my email. Oh, my bad. Hey. I don't have the Netflix anymore. I canceled it.
It's worth a 1 month subscription just to watch that show.
Yeah. It looked interesting. I just don't have that. And my TV watching is very,
you know, you can make like five different
now.
Accounts on one account now, right?
Yeah.
But I have like zero accounts because it costs like $8.
I'm saying there's like four people
I know,
here that
eight
Netflix.
Bucks, man. It'll break you.
You can probably totally bum off someone else's Netflix, something.
Yeah, I probably could.
Hint, hint, wink, wink. We did not hear that from any of us that we are not condoning any of this type of activity there for Netflix, so carry on.
Yeah, that's why they put the accounts on there. They know what's happening.
They know what's happening.
Like, actually, Netflix is like $13 now if you're not grandfathered in.
The humanity.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Went up.
They sent you an email. Probably like sometime last year.
Not reading their emails.
It's like I think sometime this year.
So you guys don't know about my project that we're working on next week.
Like for everybody.
I emailed you guys. Oh.
So you're grandfathered in for like a year or so.
Gotcha.
And then it's gonna go up to like $12.99, I think.
Those sons of bitches.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
I'm still gonna pay it.
Didn't my destination being grandfathered didn't mean that it's permanent.
I mean, they got good content.
It should be.
Since they're creating their own now,
that's what I was gonna say. They're spending so much money making their own content, like the Daredevil show.
Make money.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt is awesome on there. I recommend that, Devin. If you like something like 30 Rock, but like sillier, that's kind of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Plus with like Sandler getting that 3-movie deal with
Oh, yeah, that's right. I heard about that.
And then they got all kinds of other shows.
I mean, you get a ton of stuff on there now.
I mean, it's totally worth it if you watch it. I just don't watch it.
Right, yeah.
I mean, even, you know, it's one of those things like I'm spending $8 watching nothing. Like,
right.
Absolutely nothing.
What is the beauty of the way that they set up those subscriptions is like, if you're like, oh, there's a show I want to watch on there, just binge through everything on there in like a month. And then, you know, you spent, I guess, $13 now or whatever it's going to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, so it winds up being worth it in the end. But what do you think about the fight scenes on there, Devin?
Oh, they're awesome.
They're
amazing.
Like, they're better than the fight scenes you see in the Marvel movies, I think.
Yes, they are, actually.
Like, legit.
Legit fight scenes. I don't know how to describe it. It's kind of like a kung fu movie.
Yeah, it's like a more realistic version of a kung fu movie, like the way that their fights are. Because, like, you see him get really... Like, you can see him wear down as the fight goes on, and, like, he looks like... Like he's just thrown 30 punches, and like his arms are kind of sluggish and slow, and like you'll see he has kind of like wobbly legs from time to time during a fight because he's just like just gone, you know, just taken down like 10 guys. He's worn out, and he's visibly worn out, but he's still pushing through. And that like, it's the best fighting in any thing Marvel's
guys.
Done.
He doesn't come out unscathed.
It's like legit acting.
Real acting.
Yeah, legit acting. Like, he'll fight 10 guys, but they'll still hit him, too. So, he'll come out, like, hurt and bleeding and everything.
And like, he's acting like he's hurt and bleeding, but pushing through it, rather than, like... In, like, some sort of, like, a Fast and the Furious-like movie, they might act like they're hurt or something like that for a second, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I'm magically invincible now!
That new Fast and Furious movie, like, they died, like, 10 times in that movie. Like, they should not come out of some of those wrecks. I'm like, really?
Oh, yeah, no. To watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, how was that movie?
It's really good. If you like those movies, it's really good. Movies.
I mean, at this point...
It had the most ridiculous action scenes, but they were just so fun to watch.
Yeah.
Like, it was just so ridiculously fun to watch.
The one thing that's funny is I saw this on Twitter earlier this week, and it's like, they're talking about the difference between those movies, and I'm going to get to my main point, but like, you know, they're talking about how like it starts off, and it's like, you know, they're like street racing.
Stealing PlayStation.
Not just that. Like, if you look in the back of the truck, like, it's boxes of those TV VCR combos.
Oh my God.
Nice.
That's
right.
I forgot about that.
Oh,
well, their like cars.
When the first Fast and Furious came out, it was the era of the TV VCR combo.
I watched it on a TV VCR combo. I remember watching it on one.
There was a picture of like the car design they had on a floppy disk they were putting into the computer.
Yes. It was
like the Supra. It was a floppy disk they were putting in.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Yep, that's all those movies, that series actually is.
What I love about it is my boss, Sean, was telling me, like, he broke it down in a way that, like, just blew my mind because he was like, you know, just a few years ago, these guys were, they were just people who raced cars on the street and stole PlayStations. Like, they just stole electronics. And now, like, the government needs these guys specifically to stop terrorists and, like, how did they get here? Like,
it was basically a superhero movie.
Yeah, it's basically superhero.
What it is, really.
It's like James, Super James Bond. Except with no spying actually going on, I guess.
Super Speed Racer.
There you go. Super Speed Racer.
So I do feel like this episode we're going to actually talk a lot about news and things that we've seen and some trailers and stuff like that. So I don't think we're really going to talk much about this for the rest of it. So I just want to get it now, because Dill talked about Adam Sandler having the Netflix series.
Mm-hmm.
The Pixels.
Oh, trailer. God.
Have you seen that?
Yeah. I'm not in.
Like,
not
there's this part of me that's just like, I'm sorry, I hate everything Adam Sandler. There's part of me like, that looks like that could be really cool and fun.
Yeah, I feel like the idea could be cool and fun. I just, like, I look at it and I don't feel like I have any faith in that.
Like, I saw I didn't
particular
hate it.
One.
As soon as
but
I see
what
I'm saying
is more like, I need to see, like, trailer 2 to convince me. Because then that'll show more, like, talking, the dialogue between Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
I do. I feel like that first trailer legitimately tried to keep it as Adam Sandler-less as possible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I can't
imagine it'd be like big action sequences. Like, it looks like almost like a Transformer type of trailer. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Big stuff going on.
But with like,
and then
Donkey
all of a sudden,
Kong.
Adam Sandler's there. And it's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
It's like when you watch the first trailer for Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and they make like this big action blockbuster movie.
Right.
And when you read the book, you're like, what?
Like, that's not what that should be.
What? No.
You know, it's based off of like a short film, right? Did you guys know that?
Yeah,
there's like a short film that they did that was apparently really good. I heard a lot of good things about it. I feel like I've seen it, but I don't remember for sure if I have.
I came out like not hating it, though, so that's a plus.
Yeah, you know, that's a plus.
Yeah.
But I said I still go watch it in theaters, because, you know, there'd be a lot of movies this year I want to watch in theaters.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like, just in a couple weeks,
Avengers!
Yeah. Yes!
The people who saw it say it is amazing, and there's no end credits.
Oh, I heard about
there's
that.
There's one. There's that. I think they call it a. What do they call it?
A mid credit or like a.
There's.
Yeah.
Like the first clip, like right after the credits, like start.
Right after they do the
CG
weird
credits.
Scenes.
Yeah, the
CG credits.
Yeah,
that's usually where they put them.
But apparently, there's not one at the very, very end.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's good to know, so that I don't stick around for all that and then get very annoyed.
Yeah, but is anybody here gonna actually leave? Just to make sure.
I'm going to check multiple reports.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to have multiple verifications of this.
I always make fun of the people who do, so I'll probably stay.
Okay, now,
do you find yourself
going to movies now, and they have interesting end sequences, and you find yourself staying longer, and you're like, wait, what am I doing? This isn't a Marvel movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just so used to having to wait now, because most of the movies that I give money to go see in theaters
are
Marvel movies.
All the movies I'm going to go see, there's an end credits scene.
Like, I went and saw... We went and saw Insurgent.
Right.
And, oh my God, that movie's so bad. But...
oh, yeah, it's bad?
It's
terrible. Yeah. Bad's like understatement.
Not only does it destroy the book, if you just try to look at this movie, it's just a terrible movie, too.
Oh,
like, that's what makes it
directed
worse.
Awful, the acting's terrible.
It's bad. Like, they really...
Like, everything's awful about it.
That sucks.
Like, Resident Evil had a better slow motion, capturing than that movie did.
Awesome.
That's saying a whole lot. Because I remember that Resident Evil 4.
They did
use
slow motion in that movie.
And it was it was like a fake, showing one of the characters, it was like a fake image of her. Like, she was like completely still. Like, she was, moving forward and with the glass exploding around her. It was terrible. Like,
it was bad.
At the time, I was like, oh, I was, shaking my head. Like, this is really happening.
But at the same time,
oh, man.
At the same time, when
I
we saw the movie.
I paid money for this.
Yeah.
And we were like, and the credits are going. It's almost in the credits. I'm like, why are we still sitting here?
I mean, we came in knowing it's probably going to be bad.
Yeah.
But we didn't know it was going to be, that bad.
Yes, it was so much worse.
I mean, it was like Resident Evil
kills my
5
soul a little
bad.
Bit.
I'll just pay the $2 at Redbox for it.
There you go.
Or $4, because I forget to take it back.
I mean, if you're interested.
That's what happened to me with Interstellar.
Interstellar is awesome, though.
Yeah.
Have any of you guys seen it?
I haven't.
I bought it, but I haven't watched it.
So good.
So good. Yeah. It's basically, this is the pitch. Like, if I'm pitching this movie, here's how I'd pitch it. Christopher Nolan's space movie.
Yep.
Okay. I mean, it's...
We'll give you 3 hours, $600 million. Is that good?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, have all of our money and make it back.
Yeah, that's deal. It's just a really good movie. Uh-huh. Everyone should see that movie.
People gave...
I don't think Christopher Nolan has ever made a bad movie.
It's 2.5 hours long.
Yeah, I'm sure
it's
he tough has.
To... So...
I can't think of one.
But I'm sure it's a long movie.
Yeah, just going in
it's
knowing
like,
everybody's
it's like
seen
2 hours Memento. And 45 minutes.
Yeah, it's really long. Fuck that movie. So just
what movie?
2 hours and 49 minutes.
Is it?
Yeah, plan well, accordingly.
What is?
Oh, well, I stopped. Oh. I didn't watch
well, that's
credits.
Why you got to do it on like DVD. Yeah. Pretty positive. I got to pee.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, that's about every movie I wanted to watch came out the same day. I'm like, I didn't mean to buy all these, but I am.
Yep. What else did you get?
I got the Imitation Games and Wild.
I haven't seen Imitation Games.
We watched Imitation Game last night.
Imitation Game is amazing.
Again, I said this earlier, Benedict Cumberbatch has the most amazing voice.
Dude, he's awesome.
Yeah.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Bender Dirk Crumple Snatch.
Have you seen his video where he does 20 imitations?
No. Oh, I haven't seen that
really
one
funny.
Yet.
I need to
watch that, though. I've heard it's really good.
They play the Imitation Game with him.
Ah. Well played.
I can't get
even
it? Get that deep.
You get it. You get Wait, it.
That's what
you get it.
Well, if you come up close on the mic, it just kind of automatically does it for you.
That's what she said.
What if people thought that's all you did was just get close to the mic for that one?
Your voice starts saying,
"You get really low." Yeah. Wait. Watch when I go backwards and I get.
Learning about microphones with Beards of the Round Table.
Woo! It's so great!
Microphone 101. If you get very close to the microphone, you sound like Brender Dick Scruncher Schminch.
I'm glad I have a wind thing for that one. I got like a whistle going on that one.
Crumple snitch.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you're dying.
I probably am.
Are you giving us the black plague?
I think I got cancer.
Please don't get to like
me. That's good.
But yeah. Seriously, yeah, doesn't his name just sound like a Harry Potter villain?
What?
Benedict Cumberbatch?
Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
All right, I don't know if you guys see him being in Crestwood.
Sounds like a porn star a little bit, actually. Think about it.
I can see that.
Cumbersnatch.
Benedict Cumbersnatch.
There's a place... There's a flower store called Minish and Pots. Minish and Pots. This makes me like a flourish and blot.
Butts. Yes. That's a cool place to go. I actually went there.
Yeah, the real one.
Oh, yeah.
The real one.
Well, yeah, it was
Saul, awesome. Harry, and Hermione.
Nah, they were there.
Ron. Hello, Harry.
They've grown up.
Yeah.
Go on now.
They moved on.
They'll be ridiculous.
Yeah. They've got kids.
They got out of school years ago.
They've got kids
well,
in school.
Well, I think it was technically based in the 80s to begin with.
Oh, wait, wasn't it funny, though, in Imitation Game when they go to get on the train and it's a King's Cross?
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, where's platform 9 and 3
quarters? I know. I was looking for like, oh, this is like the 80s.
I'm so excited that he's playing Doctor Strange.
Oh, I am, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
You know what's funny, though, because after watching that and just hearing his epic voice, like, I want to see, like, them make Star Trek Into Darkness even better. Like it just
him, redo it.
Just have him voice everything.
Yeah, he's the voice of everybody. He's like, God!
Except it's like,
why are you yelling at yourself?
It's like something he would actually do.
Yeah. What's that, Dill?
In that Jungle Book, he's playing like Shaka Khan too.
Shaka Khan.
Yeah.
Shaka Khan.
Whatever that like that line. It was which ones? I haven't saw Jungle Book in like ages.
Shaka Khan's like a
music. I guess no one was catching that I was doing the song. Yeah. Shaka Khan?
It's something
Shaka
like Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan?
I don't know.
It's like no way, that's...
I'm pretty sure that's not accurate.
No, that's Mortal Kombat Shao Kahn, isn't it?
Yeah, Shao Kahn, that's it. Or Shao Kahn. I don't know how
to say
it. I kind of want to play that new game.
Oh, yeah.
So close to each other now.
It looks
pretty badass.
New Mortal Kombat?
Shao Kahn.
Shao Kahn, that was close.
Which one is Shao Kahn?
You were so close still.
He was the lion of the animal.
The panther?
The black panther.
Okay.
Stand tall!
Meow.
Yep.
Meow. Oh, speaking of meows, well, Super Troopers 2.
Yeah. I still haven't watched any of those videos.
Check the Andy Serkis
one. Oh, so he is the tiger.
Yeah.
I am the tiger.
And what's the one that I want to watch? Yeah. That's the one I want to watch, too. What? That's the one I want to watch, Snarf. Too. That's the Warner Brothers one.
It's not going to be when you do Pinky and the Brain voices in here, eh? Dude. What is...
It's actually not bad.
Yeah, no, that was pretty good.
I don't know.
Told you I was working on the boyfriend.
Yeah. It gets stuck in your head, doesn't it?
The guy from the Americans.
I can't do Brain.
John Lockwood.
Yeah, Brain's hard to do.
Is the Americans any good?
Yeah, it's really good.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Really good.
FX has some good stuff.
Yeah, they do. They're still calling some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Serkis is blue.
Oh, yeah. I heard blue. About that.
And the director.
And Bill blue Murray balls. Is blue in the other version.
Yeah.
So, Dill.
So, one's going to be funny.
Smack us in the face with your X-Men news.
Oh, yeah, your X-Men news.
We've been waiting on your X-Men news for a while.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to bust it all out. There's a lot to catch up on.
There's a lot of X-Men news in the past.
Yeah, I'm just standing now.
Okay.
Turns out turning amp on its side and sitting on it doesn't really feel very well.
No. I'm sitting on the corner of your couch. It's kind of horrible on my ass.
We could probably scoot that.
Well, no, I'm okay.
It's too late now.
I'll sit back here in a minute and be like, fuck it. I'm just going to lean back.
Lean back.
Like the song.
Like the song, Devin.
Don't you have like news?
You're kind of leaning forward, though.
I said, in a minute, forward. I'm going to lean back.
Lean back.
I didn't say right now.
Mm-hmm. You know what's funny is because, you know, we're talking about we're upgrading the show.
We've got to find a better seating situation.
I'm saying is like people definitely listen to this like, and they're still not cutting any of this stupid crap out.
Yeah. Damn right.
Damn right we're not doing this.
The funny thing
is the show.
The funny thing to me, honestly, isn't the stuff like this that's still in there.
Right here. Uh-huh.
It's how many times we say, we'll cut that out.
Yeah.
And people are like, say we're going to cut that out in every episode.
Yeah.
I wonder what they cut out. Like nothing. You're hearing what
nothing
we didn't
at
cut
all.
Out.
I feel like if we ever cut out anything, we all kind of are like, maybe we should take that out.
I think we've done it like one time.
Yeah, like one time we were just like,
that, I think
you know
that was
what?
Something I said that was like, ugh.
Now there was a couple things
that's
like
good between us.
Yeah.
Nothing really happened. It was all good.
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah, actually, I do think
no
there was like one time we cut something out, and it was me that said something.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm just saying I said something. I don't remember what I said. Otherwise, I'd say it right now.
That's because Devin was talking about.
Oh yeah.
I don't
audio
know.
Audio redacted.
I think I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what you're talking about. I think I do.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, it doesn't
matter. I think I know, but I really don't know what you're talking about. But so,
Burn did Cumber Snatcher. He's probably talking about him.
Probably.
Cumber Snatcher. Adding to it.
Yeah, we just...
It sounds like
it's
a rapist.
It's definitely getting X-rated now. He's climbing in your windows.
Snatching your cumbers up.
He's cumber snatching your people.
Cumber snatching people up.
Let me go snatch a combo.
Shaka Khan.
Jeez.
The show starts when Dill starts cracking his joke.
Yeah.
All right, Dill, X-Men news.
What about it?
What do you got, man?
This is like the fourth cue for that.
Yeah. You kicked me in sidetracked.
I know.
Okay.
Well, like the Wayne's World thing now? Like in four,
three, two. Four.
No, you don't say two.
You don't say two or one, man.
Who? No.
See, this is what happens.
Yep.
Or in the movies.
It's like every band practice we've ever had.
Yeah. I heard something about X-Men.
It's like proper movies, something. Like, you know, they can't hear silence.
Nice segue.
Well, yeah, we know they can't hear silence.
You know what silence sounds like?
No.
X-Men news?
Sounds like silence.
Wayne's World. Wayne's World. Party on. Excellent. Woo!
X-Men
news.
All right, X-Men news.
I think we did cover the cast of Jean Grey, Cyclops.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we covered that.
I'm not sure that we ever did.
I don't know.
I think it's been long.
I don't know.
So if you don't know the cast,
that's like the oldest news.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hit it. What is it? Hit it then quit it.
Sansa Stark is Jean Grey.
Yeah.
What's her real name?
Sophie Turner.
Nobody knows.
Okay.
Still knows.
Of course, still knows.
Wait,
big deal. No.
Like, there might be some people out there that don't know their ass off.
Yeah, and Cyclops, he's been in a few movies that I know of. I think that new Nicolas Cage movie called Joe.
I think
like the lead kid in that, he's Cyclops.
So. Yeah, I don't know what his name is.
Yeah,
but
Joe Smith.
Then a Storm somebody, I don't know who she is, but she looks like Storm. So
yeah,
I'm like,
she definitely
cool.
did. I saw, yeah, visually looked right.
And then they cast.
Well, now I don't know why he was just not really giving us the casting news. Like, well, there's these people. They cast.
Basically, they cast them. That's
the people that's, are cast. I don't know who they are.
Cast.
Then like cast. With and like. With they casted Nightcrawler, which is Cody Smith McPhee.
See, I didn't hear about that one. You told me about that. Who is Cody
Smith? Let Me In.
Somebody tell me why Nick Cage isn't an X-Men.
He was in the movie. Seen...
Okay.
What character would he be? In Ender's Game.
First is he the kid?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know who that is.
He's Nightcrawler. They casted Archangel, which is that you know that mysterious guy that cast it but didn't give him an actual character name? I think like John Hardy or something like that.
He's
Archangel, and they have like concept art of him with his feather wings and with his actual
super cool.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah. And then Hugh Jackman confirmed the next Wolverine movie will pretty much be his last.
Really?
So is he doing the Apocalypse? Age of Apocalypse?
He didn't say he was going to be in it. But so it's all kind of like...
So that's
he
a
like
confusing.
Released this like Birdman thing, he's going to do Wolverine for the rest of his life.
Right.
As long as he can, or they'll let him.
Uh-huh.
And then like 2 or 3 weeks later, they're like, this is my last movie.
Yeah, I wonder if Fox was like, we're not going to let you.
Yeah.
Like, we're ready. We're ready to get a new Wolverine.
So I don't know exactly how that's going to work. I mean, I don't know what I don't understand that whole thing. Is,
I don't either.
You know? And then Jennifer Lawrence confirmed the new X-Men will be her last movie for sure. Her story.
I wonder if they're
going
to kill her in that.
See, I was talking about like a spin-off movie of hers too.
They're like, oh, pow. Blah, 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 blah. Do any of you guys watch The Kroll Show?
I was going to say, what is she in Straight Outta Compton now? Is that the last X-Men movie?
That was Caesar. For anyone who watches Kroll Show, that was just hilarious.
I like hate that guy.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I'll take your word for it.
It's so good.
It's not good.
It's amazing.
It is awful.
You're wrong.
It is awful.
I'm awful.
Awful.
Yeah, word.
Yeah, words. Okay. Was there anything else on the X-Men stuff? I think that might have been it.
For the Deadpool, they announced Copycat, which is that chick from Firefly. She's going to be her.
Which chick from Firefly?
The
space whore?
Yeah, the space whore.
I've watched one episode of Firefly, so I know that.
Yes. Plus the chick from V and...
Well, losing my phones.
Anara is her name on Firefly.
Yeah.
Her real name is...
Space. I kind of know it, but I'm just going to like butcher it.
I know space it, but horror. It's not going to...
She's in Gotham.
Yeah, she's in Gotham. She's Dr. Leslie Tompkins.
Yes.
And they also...
So we know her characters.
Yeah. They also confirmed...
Miranda Baccarin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to butcher it.
I probably did butcher that, but...
They also confirmed, which I like, the one of few comedians I actually can tolerate is...
Your mom?
Patton Oswalt?
Jim Gap.
No,
Who just saw is everyone say him? Louis C.K.
T.J. Miller is going to
he's great.
And the new...
T.J. Miller?
Yeah.
That's... Of all the comedians for you to like, I mean, because I love T.J.
Miller. I haven't
seen
a bunch of his stuff. Yeah. I haven't seen a lot of them, but what I've seen of him, I really like.
Yeah, that's why I'm blown away, though, is because, like, his is so ridiculous. Like, his comedy is just off-the-wall ridiculous sort of stuff. And so that surprises me that that's the comedian that you're like, yeah, I like that one.
Yeah. From what I saw of him, to me, comedians, like, if I don't like you in 5 minutes, then I just hate you. So what I saw of him, I actually liked.
Yeah, I mean, you would know within 5 minutes if you don't like T.J. Miller, I think.
Yeah.
He's a very big, specific personality.
Yeah.
That I don't know why, but that kind of derailed it for me. I'm like, what? Dude, that's the comedian?
I'm very picky on my comedians, Bob.
Yeah.
I can't even name like all the comedians I like 2 or 3.
Right.
But I can't even name them because I just don't like comedians that much.
Yeah, well, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
I like her to stand up.
And then
Colossus.
Like, I don't know if he's laughing at that or something else. So I'm having a feeling with something else.
Colossus and Deadpool, they're going to recast him. He's not going to be the same one from like X-Men.
Right.
They do.
I am a little bummed about that.
Yeah.
It's a lot of over-talking in this one.
There is. I'm a little bummed about them recasting Colossus. I thought the Colossus they had was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll find somebody.
And he's not old or anything. Like, no. They could have kept him.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they should have kept the original Juggernaut.
Oh, man. Don't even start on that.
Get out of this. Get out of this.
We have a whole episode where we hate him.
Yeah. That's true. We actually did.
Being truthful there. Listen back.
Yeah, we actually really did hate on him.
Yep.
I think it's like maybe all the
X-Men. That episode should have been called Juggernaut. Not.
So I want to go over to the drums and do a rim shot.
Yes.
Basically, they only cast... I feel like they only cast Juggernaut in that movie because of the YouTube video that they did. Like with the
I'm pretty sure they did, yeah.
Like, because that was so popular and everyone's like, oh, everyone loves the Juggernaut. We've got to cast the Juggernaut and have him say, I'm the Juggernaut bitch in the movie. Because they were awful.
Yeah,
they made an awful, awful movie.
Yeah,
although I do love him in Gallivant.
Oh yeah, he's great in that show.
That I like that guy as an actor.
Oh yeah,
I actually think he could have been a good Juggernaut.
He actually tends to do a lot of the Guy Ritchie movies.
Yeah,
so it's like that straight hardcore action, but there's just a little twist of comedy.
Yeah,
it's like really dark comedy.
Right,
like Snatch, and he's really good in Lock, Stock, Two Smoking Barrels.
Yep. Absolutely.
Euro trip.
I was just one of the soccer hooligans.
Oh yeah. Yep.
That took like a minute. Gallivant. Did you guys ever pick up Gallivant?
I never picked up. I watched the one.
Somehow
episode.
I doubt ABC's gonna.
I liked it. But,
like, yeah, probably.
I liked it.
I just don't think
it was pretty good.
I like it. I like it.
You don't like things, Dill.
No,
I don't like.
Except for TJ Miller, somehow.
Yeah.
He's
like
cool.
It's a musical and it's a comedy, but for some reason, Dill just hates the Gallivant.
As a musical, like their musical songs are awful a little bit. They weren't like a proper like musical.
It's a comedy.
It's a comedy, dude.
It's supposed to be off a little bit.
As much as I watched musicals, it was just kind of sometimes annoying. Just like they didn't have the right tone to like certain wars throughout. Like Gallivant should have been the same tone throughout the whole show, but they kind of made it sound different every now and then. That was really annoying, you know. It's just like the watching a bunch of musicals like I do. I just like, oh, that's all. That's all.
The things you hone in on just blow up my mind.
I'm so pretty.
Like, really? That's where we're going? That's why you didn't like it?
That's the thing? It's again. Like,
I was like, yeah, I know it's like, something you're really into. But
that's what I'm saying. Like,
it just surprises
like,
me.
Yeah.
It's something like Simon Cowell never even thought of.
Yeah.
It was like someone put a cat into a plastic bag and shook it up a lot and then sat on it for 2.5 hours.
That's your singing.
That's what your singing voice sounded like.
Pretty sure they get you a dead cat.
In the good part.
It gets you a dead cat.
Yeah.
Not a scientist, but I'm pretty sure it's a dead cat.
I'm no scientist.
Really, really mad.
Really mad. Depends on how big the cat is.
True.
Because
technically lions are
or
cats.
How big the person is.
It's a valid point.
It's like I was saying before, TV shows, like, I got so much other time invested in other things.
Simba.
A TV show basically has to be like flawless.
Yeah.
But it's like
you would spend two hours watching the entire series.
Yeah.
But I didn't like half an hour. You know. I'm just saying. Galleons, Devin.
I'm telling you, so far, Daredevil is worth your time.
Yes.
Yeah. It looked interesting.
It is.
You know,
you just gotta watch like the first, I'm telling you, if we made it
to
the intro sequence of the show, you'd be like, okay, I gotta watch it.
Yeah, I do like an intro thing.
Dude, that intro sequence is badass. Awesome. That's one thing that a show can do that can really change how I feel about it. If they have a really good or really bad like intro theme, like the way that they, you know, get to the title and all that stuff, that can really set the tone for a show.
Yeah.
It's surprising how well or how bad that can make a show.
Yeah, like, any of you guys watch Backstrom?
No.
I watched the first three episodes.
Never heard
of it. I, for some reason, have actually caught up and I've watched the rest of them, but, like, is it
good?
Kind of. Like, yeah, it's not great by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
But, like, it's decent.
It seems like it had the potential to be really good.
So far, I'm like, okay. I kind of get it.
I think you have to watch enough to not think, like, Dwight the Detective.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, for some reason, like, I I think I did say this on our last podcast. We did talk about the show a little bit.
Yeah.
But, like, I went into that so worried that I was going to be so distracted that it was Dwight.
Yeah.
That I was actually surprised that he didn't bother me at all, and it was the rest of the cast that bothered me.
Because,
like...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
There's some guys just
bad
there.
Acting and overacting.
Oh, nice.
He's great in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's great in it. Dwight's great in it. Thomas Decker is, like... Lives with Backstrom... Mm-hmm. And it's the guy that was John Connor in the Sarah Connor Chronicles. Like, he's hilarious on that show. And, like, everybody else kind of... a little overacting, a little awful.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know, it has an interesting opening sequence that it's just... You're kind of running the mill one.
Right.
But, like, sometimes it'll happen, like, 30 seconds in. And sometimes you'll have been watching for 10, 15 minutes. And then they do it, and you're like... That hasn't happened yet. But,
nice.
Yeah, they just made me think of that. So that was a really long way to get there.
What is what's his name?
What
Rainn Wilson. He's been in some other stuff that where he's been really good.
False. Black Bears.
What was Super? Yeah. Have you seen that?
I have actually not seen it yet.
It's a really weird movie.
Like,
me
and
James
Gunn
really
have like a weird relationship. Like like his movies, kind of, but I also don't like them.
Yeah,
they're like I don't know. It's whack. I've seen
Except
most
Guardians.
Of his movies.
Guardians just is all around awesome.
I like it less than most people. I think because I got a
Guardians
bad
of the Galaxy?
Yeah,
because it's popular.
No, well, it's one of those movies I didn't see at the time, and stuff gets hyped up. You know how stuff gets hyped up so much.
Uh-huh.
Your expectations are so high, and then you watch it you're like, it's all right. You know, so it's one of those.
You son of
it was
bitch.
Good, but like it was just hyped up like it's the best superhero movie of the year. And all that stuff.
I think it was the most fun of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
I just didn't like...
Well, the other ones are more serious.
Right.
Yeah. We had a few of his regular... Like, the guy who I don't know was Roland Merle. I didn't like his character in that show.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Rooker?
Yeah. I didn't like him.
He was kind of an awkward character. I'll give you that.
And like Sean Gunn was kind of weird in it, but he was kind of cool.
Sean Gunn?
He was, like, Merle's, like, second... Hand.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah.
It's like he was just Alien Merle.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just Alien Merle.
That's kind of like what I got
that's
from his character.
Yeah.
That's what I got from his character. I'm like, it's like, it just, that cat kind of didn't, I didn't like that aspect. And overall, it was a good movie. But it's one of those things, it's just like, you know, you have thousands of people telling you it's like the best superhero movie of the year, and you're like, it's going to be Winter Soldier and Days of Future Past, you know? So I'm like, oh, well, no, I really didn't see that.
I'll agree with you to the point that, like, people had hyped it up so much.
Yeah.
Then when I did see it, like, it's like, I really liked it. It was really good. But I don't know if I was necessarily so blown away as everybody else was.
I was just blown away because it was such a different tone
than
every other
stuff.
Like superhero movie that I've seen.
And you said it when it first came out and we first talked about it on the first podcast. It's kind of like what you would want a Star Wars to be if they made it today.
Right, exactly.
It's like, and I get that. I totally get that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, but really it was my third favorite superhero movie of last year.
What does that mean? Superhero movies, though? Really?
I know, there were three.
Yeah. It was probably my third.
Yeah, but like...
Yeah,
it's tough to, but at the same time, if you compared it to all the Marvel movies, it might be like my third favorite Marvel movie.
Probably
you know
would
what I mean?
Be,
like it's right up there.
That
it's probably
have, like,
in my top five.
Yeah, so like that's the weird thing is it was my third favorite superhero movie of last year, but it's still like within at least in my top five of all the Marvel movies.
I mean, it's just
so they're just
it was
getting
up
better and better.
Two really good, really serious movies.
Yeah.
That's the only difference. It's just like we talk about all the time. You might see a movie that's a great comedy.
Uh-huh.
And like for a comedy, it might be one of the best comedies you've ever seen. And even though it might be in the upper echelon of comedies, it's never going to be nominated for Best Picture.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like that's just the difference in the feel and how it impacts you.
Yeah.
For to see a movie like, you know, Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
And then to see Guardians of the Galaxy. Both really good, but
in completely different ways.
Completely
different
ways.
Speaking of Warner, the Russo brothers are directing the Avengers 3.
And
part
4.
Part 1.
Yeah.
And the writers of Winter Soldier is writing the
yeah.
I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Like, it seems like they're definitely, leaning towards more of those darker type toned movies. And I think that's why they need need Guardians of the Galaxy movies to kind of like bring some lightness to that.
Yeah.
So that they don't totally lose that. Because that's one of the things that people like about Marvel is they don't lose that lightness to them.
Well, who knows? But like maybe
all the movies
like,
are kind of getting darker. Well,
maybe like Captain Marvel and all the standalone, they might be more lighter.
They might be.
Yeah.
And just like the main, the core. Mm-hmm. Movies.
Because Daredevil, I'll tell you what, Daredevil's not light. Although Agent Carter was. I don't know if you guys watched
it.
Yeah, it was.
That's still
going
on.
There's only 8 episodes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I watched a couple of them.
Which really the Daredevil. Really cool. Even like Daredevil, like the comics, it had that dark tone to it.
Oh, yeah.
Just the way it was like.
Well, it's like I describe it. Daredevil's kind of like Marvel's Batman.
Yeah, it's very Batman-esque.
Yeah. They were like, both characters in our generation were kind of defined by Frank Miller. So
they kind of
both have his tone to it, even though they definitely aren't the same character at all.
No,
like,
one's
but
Reese,
they,
one's not.
But they're almost like in a, they almost feel like they're in similar worlds in a
they
way.
They almost feel like they could be,
aside from the villains,
you know, different,
different
sides of the same city. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, absolutely. They could, you
like
could totally
one
see
one guy's
that.
From the rich side
like,
town.
For some reason, all those crazy supervillains are dealing with Batman mostly, and then he's getting like the more like street gang type villains like Kingpin. I guess Bullseye is a super villain.
Technically, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah. I haven't really introduced him yet.
Have I mentioned I really love the Daredevil show?
I
can't stop talking about this show.
That's super
I'm
great.
Telling you guys. You
wait
until
you get more into it. I want to talk more about it, but I can't.
Oh, yeah, because you're 8 episodes ahead of me.
I didn't have shit to do today.
Hey, I hear you, man. If I could have, I would have just watched all the episodes today. That's all I would have done.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So, backtracking again, because that's what I do, is I backtrack to previous topics to get to the next topic.
Yeah. That's cool.
Always bring us down, man.
Yeah.
The April Fool's Deadpool trailer.
Man.
That was so good.
Have you seen it?
Nope.
Oh, man.
Totally haven't seen it.
His tweets
right, well,
was
we're totally
going to
spoil it for you because
Jesse?
We got a...
Jesse Slater can't hurt you anymore.
You know what? We won't spoil it. For anyone who's listening, if you haven't seen it, actually Google that. Because
his like tweets were even like even better than that.
Oh, yeah. The Ryan Reynolds tweets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that they finally got him into his platform.
Yeah.
And he's taking it seriously.
Yeah.
And like
as serious as you can take a Deadpool movie.
Yeah.
And like,
that's
like,
the funny thing is like he is
marketing,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And like all the marketing they're doing is just awesome.
Did you see the pictures of him with his mask off?
No, I haven't seen those.
There's some pictures people took.
Like with the scarred face and everything? Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like I don't like he was it was it wasn't it was somebody that was around where they were recording and they took a picture of him like chilling under a tent or something.
I need to see this.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to look that up as soon as we get off of here.
I know, a suit looks pretty bad.
Hey, that just happened. No, I'm just kidding.
Spoilers!
I'm telling you, Dylan, have you gone to the doctor or anything?
Nah, I'm going to go to the doctor.
Okay.
Well, by the time this episode airs, Dylan will be dead. So rest in peace, Dylan. It's like right here.
We got a hill today.
Wow. Bill has died from the itis.
The itis.
The itis.
We all knew that the itis would come. But you do not know what day the itis will take you.
But it'll get you. It always
anybody
does.
Got time for that?
I got that wrong kind of. have they introduced? They've introduced Inhumans in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. now, right?
Yes.
So, is that where who is saying that they're going to have a spinoff show of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No, there's an Inhumans movie.
I know there's.
Well, they are doing the spinoff of S.H.I.E.L.D., but it's not Inhumans. I don't think
it's not. See, that's what I was wondering if they were going to try to like.
They're,
make them into a thing that they
like make
a show
movie?
Well,
I think they're just going to make it like a main subplot of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I think they're trying to make S.H.I.E.L.D. work.
That's part of it.
Well,
it's good.
Yeah, it's a lot more popular now, I think, than like halfway through the first season.
Still terrible,
like,
though.
I think it's awesome. So.
I was bored on my mind.
Is it because other people like it?
Dill's only watch like the first 2 episodes, though. So
I watched the first 2, and then I watched 1 right after Winter Soldier. because it was like a direct sequel to Winter Soldier.
I watched episode 1, 2, and 8. It just did not make any sense. The storylines didn't even continue properly.
I was bored out of my mind.
Well, it's not exactly a fast show.
That's what I like, Devin. Fast and Furiously.
Well, yeah, it's true. You do like Fast and Furious.
You've seen all seven.
Yeah.
So if you like Fast and Furious, you're probably not going to like
it. I don't like slow and putterly, you know.
You guys remember Speedy Gonzalez's like cousin that was like super slow.
Oh man. Yeah.
You know they can't even do those cartoons anymore.
Yeah.
Like literally they can't do them because of regulations and stuff.
Here I'm passing around the Deadpool picture with to the be scars fair to and find. Everything. That's awesome.
Nice.
Like, no, don't look at my face. I got an umbrella.
I don't know how much you guys really know about Deadpool. I know you do.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, he's got, like, all this crazy facial scarring. That's why he's always wearing the mask, which is why I was so...
Actually, I'm pretty sure it's, like, tumors or something like that.
Is that what it's
called? Yeah, from, like, tumors. He, like, had cancer or something when he went in for Weapon X type thing.
Right.
And then, basically, what had happened is it spread more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like spread like to his entire body, and then he was getting ready to die, and then apparently the X-Gene kicked in and saved him.
And now he's basically
just jacked up.
Yeah, the super jacked up looking Wolverine is kind of like this.
Yeah, pretty much. It's crazy
without claws. Yeah, well, swords.
Yeah,
and
swords,
guns
and guns and everything else.
And quips,
and their guns,
grenades, anything he can get his hands on.
Yeah, and he'll you can pretty much expect a lot of him talking to you during the movie.
Yeah.
Breaking the fourth wall stuff.
Yeah, he did confirm that they're going to do that for sure.
Yeah,
and that's going to be great. You lost him.
Wait, make some noise there, Kyle.
Who?
Lost him.
It's just, you know, it feels like they really are trying to make that right. Like, they're just, they've got the right people doing it and everything. Like, it's awesome. I'm glad.
I'm like one of like my second anticipated movie of next year.
So that is next year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
what's your first anticipated
movie? X-Men Apocalypse.
Really?
Yeah.
So both the X movies.
Yeah, everything I hear about X-Men is just like, I just get more and more excited. Like, I haven't heard really anything bad about all this new cast and stuff. I'm like, man, I can see them as that person. Or,
I'll give you that.
I mean, I can't remember any more movies besides next year coming. I mean, top of my head.
Yeah.
Civil War's next year, isn't it?
Yes. Civil War's next year.
When's Star Wars?
That's the end of this year.
It's
I still would say X-Men is my most anticipated, just because
I think it's like middle
I don't
December.
Know much about Civil War yet.
You know, I feel... I don't know what... I don't think I've got one that I'm most anticipating, you know, because there's so many good
all
ones
of them.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like all, just, all of next year is what I'm anticipating.
Yes.
Well, and we've still got plenty of good ones coming this
year. Yeah, this year has a lot
of good ones. We've already written off the Avengers.
I know.
Wait, the Avengers!
And we're already, like, moving on to... You start with Batman, well, Superman, then Captain America, Civil War.
See, if we look ahead, we will think about how close we are to the Avengers.
I know.
It'll be here. You're like, oh, it's here!
The Strange movies next year.
Oh, yeah. Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Dude,
I can't wait to see pictures for that.
Yeah,
I want to see some photos.
So you got X-Men Rogue. I mean, Star Wars Rogue One's next year.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
It's one of those
spin-off
movies.
Yeah. It's a spin-off. It has...
Did you know about those?
Felicity Jones is going to be the main lead.
That's a no.
Totes knew about it.
Yeah. Apparently, though, the rumors...
I think you're the first person to say
it's
going to
be the team of hunters, bounty hunters, who stole the Death Star plants. Apparently, that's the rumor to what the story is going to be.
I actually really...
It's a rumor.
That would be cool.
It's a rumor.
It's not a rumor.
They're Bothan spies.
It's not a rumor.
And they announced Star Wars Episode 8 Bothan will come out in May of 2017.
Huh? They would just come out of nowhere.
The what?
Bothan spies.
Oh, yeah.
Bothan spies.
Yeah.
I never heard
Talking
of Bothan
about
spies.
Star Wars Battlefront the video game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They just come out of nowhere, like, where did you come from?
They would. You're just like, and I'm dead again. And it was by a Bothan spy again. Like,
why
I've died 12 times the entire time I played this game.
And
eight
Bothan
of them were
spies.
Devin. And the other four were Bothan spies.
It's true.
Devin destroyed in that game.
Yeah, I did.
It's like, I play it and I dominate. And then Devin shows up, and I'm just like, I realize how bad I am at shooters.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, you were playing.
I've gotten better at shooters.
He had like five guys left, and he was just pretty much rode off that level. And I was like, oh, I'll give it a try. Fucking beat it.
Boom, son. Boom.
It was like, you know, because if
that's you played Battlefront. That's the first time I played it.
Yeah.
Have you played Battlefront?
I haven't played it.
So, like, you know, it has a setup on there where it's like, you know, I guess a lot of shooters do this. So I don't play a lot of shooters, so I'm acting like it's new stuff. But, like, you know, you get
there's down, like a reticule, and, like, you pull the trigger and then fire.
So you get down to a certain number, and it's like, you know, defeat is imminent.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I'm like, crap. So I get down to the defeat is imminent thing. Like, that's stupid. He takes over and he wins. Yeah. It's like, really?
It's like defeat a ball, is imminent. Son. For the opponent.
Bam! Yeah.
Did you say
he's going down.
Did you say reticule?
What?
Did you call reticle reticule?
I said reticule.
Is that how you say it?
Reticule?
I thought it was reticule. No. I just called it reticle.
Or is it reticle?
Or is it reticule?
Who cares?
Because it's C-U-L-E, right?
That's, who gives a shit?
It doesn't matter. Now I'm like,
apparently Devin does.
Have been saying it wrong for all these years?
Roads. Roads.
Roads.
I just take that and I just throw it away from my mind.
Like, I don't care.
I don't care.
I'm going to say it the way I say it.
I say it the way I say it.
That's how Bill does
it. Well, that's wrong. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Wait
it
for
is
it.
What it is.
Damn right.
It's like when he orders one of those quesadillas.
Quesadillas.
I did that on accident one time. I felt really stupid. I was going to get a quesadilla, and I was like, don't say quesadilla. Don't say quesadilla. Don't say quesadilla. It was a Mexican restaurant, and I was like, can I get a quesadilla? Like, it was coming out of my mouth, and I was like, I'm saying this. And I had disappointment, and I still said it. I was like, quesadilla. It's pretty
reticule.
Awesome.
Then dictionary.com.
Dictionary.com.
Oh, the Revenant comes out the first of next month.
I don't even know what
I mean,
the fuck
first
that
of
is.
Next year.
What is that?
Thanks, Stephen Hawking.
It's the director of the
You're welcome.
Birdman.
Yo, welcome.
Doing a film with
Bite Me,
Tom Hardy, and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, cool.
Basically, it's Leo. Oh, it's, I don't know what the whole premise is, but they left Leo in the jungle.
Woods, attacked by bears.
And he came back and like they just left him to die. And it's just his like a revenge story. He's coming back and just killing everybody.
Nice.
So just throwing this out here, like
awesome.
Leonardo DiCaprio was one of those guys that I hated because when we were in middle school, all the girls were gaga over him because of Romeo and Juliet.
Right.
Who the crap is Leo DiCaprio? I don't care. Just
about oh, Titanic guy.
Warcraft.
Yeah. So, like, oh you realize, like, now, like, he just tends to make epic movies, and he's great in them. When is he going to win an Oscar?
Never.
Probably. I think it's like this,
but that Revenant might
running,
be his
like, they're like, we can't give him an Oscar.
Like, we can't. Titanic, man.
We can't give him. No.
They're going to give him an Oscar.
Great.
Like
when he finally snaps and like murders somebody, that's what he's going to get an Oscar for. He's going to, like kill the person beside him.
His, like, Oscar movies.
Oh man, what is that now?
That's that, like that, like that.
That's the Revenant.
The Revenant.
Oh, okay, man, he looks. That doesn't look like him at all.
Yeah, they say that might be his like Oscar-winning role now. Like,
okay,
because it's the director of Birdman, and you know what he did with like Keaton.
Yep.
So
he reminded us all that Michael
Keaton
is
awesome.
Leo,
who
is
like already good in the first place.
I still haven't seen Birdman.
Just reminded
top of his game.
He's so good, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Birdman is awesome.
Took a lot of movie watching time now.
A lot of the best pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah,
you're
happens.
Baby.
Yeah.
A lot of the best
pictures
are actually
it.
Really good.
I'm pretty sure she's a baby. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, we'll just
whatever
you want to call it.
It was awesome. Like, Wild was awesome. Still Alice was awesome. Birdman was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Other movies are awesome.
I just realized I've been talking over you this entire time.
Yep.
Everybody.
I know. It's weird.
Like in the inception
like, this is
of gonna Oasis.
Be so weird.
Who's weird?
Like listening to this and like, what is going on? It's like, are you
same
sure this
thing
is
happens
50?
All the time, Devin.
Sounds like once.
Yeah. 50 episodes now.
Yes.
The answer is
we're looking at
yeah.
You're on IGN.
Oh what yeah, I was looking at different things on IGN.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know George R.R. Martin?
Martin.
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 He is French.
Those are on a market. He's got a new HBO series coming out. Captain Cosmos.
Is it called Finishing His Books?
It's going to be another 8 years before the next Game of Thrones book.
I hope not. It's supposed to come out next year.
Centers around a young science fiction writer in the 1940s.
There's no chance of that, Dill. It'll be 2019 before the next one comes out.
Because I ain't going to read those books until they're all out.
Yeah. How many? There's two more?
Two more.
Okay.
They're good.
Two.
What, the books?
Yeah.
I just don't want to read, like, all those books, and then, like, he up and dies, and I'm like, I can never know the end of this book.
Well, you're going to get the ending through the show before you get to the books anyway.
Yeah.
They know.
I know they know.
They know.
I know they know that.
You can just get the audiobooks.
They know that you know. Somebody knows that knows.
Still, that's a long audio.
Each audiobook is like 40 hours.
The truth is out there.
Who knows?
It literally takes a work week to listen to one of those books.
Yeah.
It's a 40-hour job.
I'm listening to
the I know, like, right now they're caught up with a lot of the characters in the book, so they actually have to, like, create their own, their new story arcs. Like, Sansa Stark, her story arc in this new season is, like, completely new. So, nice. And then, like, I think Bronn, I think his is caught up, isn't he, to the books or close to it?
That's my understanding of it.
Yeah.
But I got that from you, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know a lot of the characters are, like,
thanks for bouncing my idea back off of me.
Everybody's watched it, right? In here?
Who?
Everybody's watched
Troy
it?
Troy has not.
Except, like, all the cool kids have.
They got to the
have you finished last season? Again?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's at the tree.
Never gonna give you up.
There's more in the books.
There's not much more.
Troy's,
like, what's going on when they
so
get into the tree? Did they get into the tree in the last episode?
Like,
they see the human.
Yeah. Okay. There's a little more in the books.
Yeah.
I think while you guys talk, I'm just going to McConaughey to myself.
Oh, man. Speaking of McConaughey, Interstellar. Going back to it.
All right.
And then they killed.
No!
At the Yellow Wedding.
Yellow Wedding.
That sounds like an R. Kelly video.
You know what? I think that's a good link for a 50th episode.
Oh, that just happened.
That just happened.
Maybe.
Yellow Wedding.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna turn around. I don't know the next line.
Destroy you. It's the tempo.
Yup.
Let's hear that back.
Let's hear it back.
And he's the folks on writing those books. So I'm writing
your mom's writing books.
Captain Cosmos.
You hear about Mallrats too?